Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will discuss the Nazis and how the politics of intrigue helped them into power. It is claimed by some historians that it was the politics of intrigue rather than other factors which made Hitler Chancellor. In simple terms, this means that plots and secret deals helped the Nazis, whether deliberately or inadvertently, and there were numerous individuals and groups that were involved in these actions. Chancellor Heinrich Brüning was one such person. He persuaded Hindenburg to force through laws by decree, which undermined German democracy. In addition, he convinced the president to call early elections in September 1930, which in fact saw a huge surge in Nazi support and influence. His replacement as Chancellor, Franz von Papen, can also be blamed. Papen was friends with Schleser, who would himself one day become Chancellor, and they had known him since they both attended the Prussian Military Academy. It was Kurt von Schleser that in May 1932 persuaded Hindenburg to appoint Papen as Germany's Chancellor. And in September 1932, Papen had persuaded Hindenburg to dissolve the Reichstag, but not call new elections. Schleser, however, opposed this, believing that without elections the country would fall into civil war, and he eventually persuaded President Hindenburg to remove Papen as Chancellor. Papen therefore blamed Schleser for his problems and removal as Chancellor, and he sought revenge. In January 1933, Papen met with Hitler and agreed to be his Vice-Chancellor, believing that he would easily control Hitler. Papen then persuaded Hindenburg to not back Schleser, and instead make Hitler the Chancellor. Schleser himself was no stranger to secret deals. He played a role in changing various governments and chancellors, and these changes ultimately helped undermine public confidence in democracy. Schleser did this partly because he believed that he was the strong leader that Germany needed. Schleser had had a very good relationship with President Hindenburg, and this was largely thanks to his friendship with the president's son, Oscar. Schleser had originally persuaded Hindenburg to appoint Brüning as Chancellor. However, after he turned against Brüning, Schleser asked the president to remove him. Schleser also played a role in convincing Hindenburg that Papen should be appointed Chancellor, and this included plans to select the government from the country's elite and not the Reichstag, which hurt the idea of parliamentary government and democracy. Papen's problems in governing Germany led Schleser to push Hindenburg to remove him from power. And Schleser had also started manoeuvring to become Chancellor himself. He built links with workers' groups and also some Nazi members, including Gregor Strasser, who later left the National Socialists. Once he was appointed as Chancellor, Schleser found governing difficult, and he failed to win support from the left or right for his policies. After Schleser had fallen out with Oscar Hindenburg, the president's son, apparently over a possible joke, Papen persuaded the president to remove Schleser and then appoint Hitler as Chancellor. Schleser had recognised that he was likely to be removed as Chancellor, and he blamed Papen for this. He believed that Papen and not Hitler would be made Chancellor, and so he devoted all of his energy to arguing against Papen, doing nothing to stop Hitler's challenge. President Paul von Hindenburg also had a role in many of the secret deals that helped the Nazis. As president, Hindenburg was responsible for appointing the country's chancellor and also dissolving the Reichstag to call new elections. As such, Hindenburg was at the centre of all political intrigue, whether by being influenced or ultimately making the key decisions. Each time a chancellor was appointed and removed, whether it was Brüning, Papen or Schleser, it was Hindenburg's decision. He was heavily influenced by a small group of unelected men, often called a Kamarilla, which included his son Oscar, and for a long time, Kurt von Schleser. Hindenburg's decision to regularly change chancellors was partly a result of the Reichstag's divisions. However, it also had the effect of undermining confidence in democracy and in the government's ability to take action. The fact that he was persuaded to make these changes and also call early elections or use Article 48 powers to pass laws hurt Weimar too. Many members of Germany's elite also take part of the blame for the secret deals that helped the Nazis. industrialists and Junkers, also influenced Hindenburg, and they plotted against those they opposed, including those whose actions they believed would undermine their interests. Brüning was removed partly because of elite Germans' opposition to his land reform proposals, which included giving away spare land to unemployed and other workers. Under Papen's government, the political divisions in Germany led industrialists and bankers, led by Hjalmar Schacht, to ask Hindenburg to appoint Hitler as Chancellor. At this point, Hitler ultimately failed to meet the condition that he would only be made Chancellor if he gained Reichstag support. During Schleicher's reign, members of the elite were alarmed by his resurrection of Brüning's land plans, and this led to further demands from this group that Hitler should instead be made Chancellor. Most members of the elite believed that this was the only way to stabilise Germany and stop any communist advance. Weimar Germany was, in theory at least, a democracy, which was supposed to have an elected president and an elected Reichstag that would make decisions. It was not supposed to be a monarchy in which a small group of people or an individual made all decisions. However, through various reasons, including weaknesses of the parliamentary system and the influence that small groups had on President Hindenburg, ultimately these would undermine the notion of democracy and pave the way for Adolf Hitler to take power.